This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
931 patients are without beds in Irish hospitals today, according to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. This is the highest number of patients that have been without a hospital bed since the trade union began counting trolleys in 2006. 97 people are waiting on a bed in University Hospital Limerick, the highest number in the country. That's followed by Cork University Hospital with 74, while 31 patients were on trolleys in Mercy University Hospital and 12 in Bantry General. The figures come as the HSE warns that the pressure on the health system is going to get worse before it gets better, and that it doesn't believe the situation is at its peak yet. The public are being urged to consider all options like injury units, pharmacies and GPs before attending emergency departments. HSE Chief of Operations Damien McCallion says a very challenging January is expected.
We don't believe we're at the peak at the moment in terms of the public health projections would show that we're on the upper end in terms of our pessimistic modelling, in terms of the scenarios, but also that we're still got some way to go over the coming weeks to deal with that. So we certainly are going to see a very difficult period in January, and our hospital staff are working really hard to try and make it as easy as possible for patients, as indeed are all our staff and our community and our ambulance service.
Two more men have been arrested by Gardaí in relation to multiple stabbings at a direct provision centre in Kerry on New Year's Day. They are aged in their 20s and 30s and were taken into custody this morning and are being held at Killarney Garda Station. It brings the total number of arrests as part of the investigation to 8. 4 men were stabbed and were taken to hospital before being released. 6 people are due in court in Kerry today in connection with the investigation. The Equality Minister says immediate measures have been introduced to ensure the safety of residents. Minister Roderick O'Gorman believes the incident was a once-off.
It's an isolated incident in the context of providing accommodation to about 19,000 international protection applicants and 54,000 Ukrainian displaced persons. We're facing the largest humanitarian challenge our country has ever witnessed.
Finally, Cork City Council have announced the number of sites to which Christmas trees can be brought to be recycled for free. Trees can be deposited free of charge at the Gosheely Swimming Pool in Ballinlock, Clashtoe Park in Tucker, Ballincollig Regional Park, Mermont Road in Montanotti, the Sam Allen Sports Complex in Grona Brohar, Tramore Valley Park or Cork City Council offices in Glanmire. Christmas trees can be brought to those sites until January 31st.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
In darts, Michael Van Gerwen says that no one is going to stop him winning a 4th PDC World Darts Championship. The Dutchman will play Michael Smith in tonight's final at Alexandra Palace after a whitewash victory over Dimitri Vandenberg in the last 4. Speaking to Sky Sports after that win, Van Gerwen says he's hungry for success in the tournament once again.
I gave it everything and I'm playing out of my skin at the moment. It costs so much energy, but I'm able to do it, and that's the most important thing. But with the crowd today behind me again, it feels phenomenal.
Play begins at Alexandra Palace after 8 o'clock tonight. Arsenal can cement their place at the top of the Premier League table this evening. The Gunners host in-form Newcastle at the Emirates, knowing that a win will set them 10 points clear at the top. Kickoff is at 7:45. At the same time, Leicester entertain Fulham at the King Power, while Everton host Brighton at 8. Manchester United take on Bournemouth. Pelé will be buried after a private funeral service today. The Brazilian legend passed away last week at the age of 82. Thousands have filed past his coffin at the home of his former club Santos over the past 24 hours. Fraher Field in Dungarvan is the venue for the beginning of Davy Fitzgerald's second coming as Waterford manager. He takes charge of the day shift for the first time in a Munster Hurling League match against Tipperary. The visitors also under new management, former Waterford boss Liam Cahill taking the reins of his native county. Throw-in is at 7 o'clock. An American rally driver, Ken Block, has died following a snowmobile accident. The driver turned businessman who co-founded the sportswear company DC Shoes was 55. Block, who was known for performing daring stunts behind the wheel, finished second overall 3 times in Rally America and competed in the World Rally Championship between 2007 and 2018. And that's the sport with Grandin's Toyota.
The 5 biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.